But listen, if he's still interiorized, if he went back in, he'll come back out again on this process. So you just go on doing the process. Two, if he isn't obeying your orders, then you didn't sound the case. You know, you didn't size this case up. You didn't do a good human evaluation on him before you started processing. You know, he's not doing what you're telling him to do. What you should be doing with him is standard operating procedures, HC's opening procedure. Good old R216, that's what that fellow needed. And by the way, let me go into it right away. I may or may not have mentioned it elsewhere, but the place where you discover whether or not a person should be entered in Route 1 and Route 2 is not B3B back of your head. It's whether or not he's got a comm lag while doing steps 1, 2, or 3. You're doing steps 1, 2, or 3, applying your knowledge of human evaluation. This fellow has lots of comm lags and so forth. Don't bother with Route 1. Just go on over to Route 2. He won't be 3 feet back. He's had long comm lags and that sort of thing. He's followed up and he can't give you direct answers and so forth. Go to Route 2. Run R216, opening procedure of HC. You see? You're only on route. I should have made that clear there. You're only on Route 1 where the fellow had practically no comm lag. You were able to talk to him, get straight answers and so forth. And you did this and all of a sudden you said, what do you know? Route 1. Be 3 feet back of your head. He probably is. All right, so this, all the two back anchor points of the room refers to somebody that's already entered and gone down Route 1, right? All right, how long would you do it? Well, you could do it as long as it produced change. You give it 2 minutes to really make sure that it is. I'll go over that again with you. You have no business being on Route 1 with a person who would have snapped back in his head. If he has bad comm lags and things like that, if you did get him out, he'd just snap back in. Furthermore, he won't obey your auditing commands. He won't do what you're telling him to do anyway, so there wouldn't be any reason to be running him on Route 1. You understand that you can't walk around back of Thetan making very sure that he is where he says he is. They're deceitful. And so the best thing for you to do is to size him up by comm lag and then choose your route. You could, of course, choose your route by going into Route 1, say B3B back of your head, and then he couldn't be, so you go on to Route 2, but you've given him a failure, haven't you? And that will stand in the road of his later exteriorization. So don't give him a failure. Exteriorize him when he's ready to exteriorize. Route 2, by the way, run all the way on down. Somewhere along the line of Route 2, he's going to blow out of his head anyhow, whether you told him to or not.